Yeah, it's fair weather. And we call, that's why we talk Dodge County Fair. And Kelly Witte is here to talk about the fair. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah. The fair will be here before we know it. You've been involved in all kinds of fairs. Fremont 4-H Fair, for sure, right?
Yes, I have been.
And this year, the Grand Marshal, right?
I was. That was quite an honor to for them to choose me.
Were you overwhelmed by that?
I was. You know, I just do it because I like to work with young people, and it's just good to see those that there are young people out there that are doing good in the world, and that our nation will be in good hands. So yeah. I just enjoy the interactions with them all every year.
Well, you definitely deserved it. You've been doing it for many years. So
I have been.
And there's a lot of great volunteers like that through 4-H and through the fairs, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people volunteered when my kids were young, and while I'm still able, I want to do that for the next generation. So
yeah, so absolutely. Dodge County Fair is the next one.
It is. They did fairground cleanup last night, and we had the superintendent meetings, so we're starting to get it ready to go.
About how long have you been involved at the Dodge County Fair?
Oh, it's probably been about that 28, 29 years.
Okay.
So all right. It's been a while.
Well, it's definitely grown, hasn't it?
It has. They have an amazing fair board. We've started the Dodge County Fair Foundation that we raise money for improvements at the fairgrounds, and just a lot of enthusiasm around the fair.
Yeah, as far as the improvements and in Scribner, boy, and the grounds there, just in the last 10 years, there's been quite a bit of improvement, hasn't there?
There has been. They've improved the area where they do the entertainment, have the demo derby, the tractor pull. They've done a lot of work with that. They added on to the kids zone area.
Yeah.
Added a pedal tractor area for kids. Just a lot of good improvements there. They put up a new livestock building. What else have
we
done?
A little bit of everything every year.
They have.
Man.
Right now we're working on improving the exhibit hall with new lighting and things. So that's kind of where our money is going now. They have some improvements they want to do on the show arena. So we have a long list of things we want to do. So.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel like it's growing?
I do. You know, we always want more kids, more participants. We'd like to see the Fremont community more involved. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a goal, too, to get more of the Fremont kids involved. And so that's
hard to do from Scribner. I mean, when you're holding it in Scribner. But once people get there, I think they get they finally feel it and go, wow, this is actually works out pretty well being there.
Yes, it's a good, you know, it's a good.
It's good for the county.
Fairgrounds, it is. The baseball field is right there, so the baseball tournaments. It's a great location just right off the highway, so it's easy to get to in Scribner. There's just lots of things to do. Saturday, they always have a kids' day, which is just jam-packed full of things for kids to do. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always something going on and lots to do at the fair. So.
Oh, definitely. We're talking about the Dodge County Fair with Kelly Witte. And one of those things that goes on is on Wednesday, you'll have a big barbecue, right?
Absolutely. On Wednesday evening, the Fair Foundation hosts a barbecue, and it's hamburgers and hot dogs, baked beans, and then the famous 80s salad from 80s Bar and Grill in Snyder. So that's kind of a drawing point
because
80s salad is really, really good. So it's just there's not a lot of things open that night to eat at. So it's a way for us to raise some money for improvements and for the people to get fed. And so the meal includes the hamburger or a hot dog, the beans, the salad,
what
chips.
Time do you start serving that, and what's the time period
it's
there?
It's like from 5 to 8.
Yeah, I was thinking it was 5 to 8. Okay.
So it's so we always have a good crowd, and so it's a lot of fun. People sit and visit and kind of get geared up for the fair. You can watch the poultry show that evening, so things are getting underway.
Yeah, there's something going on every night. I don't have the immediate schedule right in front of me, but everything from the tractor pulls to demo derby, and then, of course, the entertainment coming up on the weekend, too.
Yes, on Thursday night is the tractor pull. Friday night is the Diamond Rio concert, And Saturday night is the demo
derby. Is it
derby
demo derby?
Tough
I think
track,
it is. Yeah.
Trucks,
yep.
Which is a big, big draw. The tough trucks are a lot of fun to watch after the demo derby. And then on Sunday, they have the out of field tractor pull and the parade and kind of wind up the fair for this year.
Yeah, the parade is always fun. And then there's a little barbecue after that, too, with I think it's Dodge County
Cattlemen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's always delicious.
Good way to wrap it up.
It is. It's a good barbecue. So
definitely. Let's see. Best way is there the website, probably the best way for people to get information on the Dodge County Fair?
Yes. If they go to the Dodge County Fair Facebook page, there's a lot of information. I do know that if you want to buy the carnival wristbands, those are available out at the extension office here in Fremont.
Okay.
So they do have a carnival. It some of it's already there. So we're getting geared up.
Good deal. Well, thank you for stopping in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for your years of help and volunteering on both 4-H and Dodge County Fair. Anything along those lines. Thank you.
You're welcome. I enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. Kelly Whitty actually was the Grand Marshal for the Fremont 4-H Expo this year. As I would be in big trouble because if I didn't say Fremont 4-H Expo because Jay Schroeder will be calling me right away.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Kelly, again, thanks.